Tippy Talks Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in.
So we have Lauren and Marcy joining us today. Lauren is our customer success manager here at Tippy, and Marcy is our sales manager. Both bring so many different dynamics to our team. Exciting to be able to share what happens behind the scenes. So let's dive in. Introduce yourselves. Lauren, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. Hey, everyone. I'm Lauren Zamolski. I'm Tippy's success manager. We both come from the beauty industry, so it's exciting to kind of take what we've learned working in the salon and put it into the world of technology and help other salons grow.
Tell the world about yourself.
I've been waiting for this all day.
Hold on. Does everybody have like an hour? Because this might, you might be here a while.
All right. I'll be brief. Hi, everybody. I'm Marcy. I'm a lot of things, but I think the answer Ashley's looking for is that I am the sales manager here at Tippy. So.
Well, what about your background? You also were in the beauty industry for a long time before you came to Tippy. I think that's honestly the most special piece about this team and this business is that we all really can come to the table with a ton of different experience.
Yeah, so I've been obsessed with the beauty industry for forever. After high school, I went and I actually worked behind the chair for a while. And then I went on to get my teaching license. I taught for a little bit. I worked in admissions at beauty schools, and then back to the salon. And then I kind of came full circle and ended up at Tippy. And I did join the company. It was still very, very small. They were just starting to grow the company. They were telling me about the company and, you know, what the vision was and where they were at. I remember talking to my dad, and my dad was not a risk taker, very safe, very calculated. And he was like, yeah, they can be great opportunities, but there's like a lot of risk. And after meeting with Terry and Lauren, and I really just believed in the people and the company and what they were doing. And so I took the jump and it's changed my life.
I can't agree with you more. I love that. I love that you said that and you mentioned that. Lauren, I know that you kind of feel this a very similar way as well.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's interesting because the beauty industry is where Tippy was born and created. I always loved the beauty industry just from the time when I was a little kid. I mean, my parents would buy me Barbie dolls and they'd say, you know, just keep them in the box and, you know, they're going to be valuable one. Yeah. And yeah, you know, and then they'd come upstairs and find like locks of hair just all over the place. The Barbie's hair is just cut off. I knew I was always going to be in this industry. You don't realize back then where it's going to take you. And like Marcy said it, you know, like Tippy's changed my life, but the beauty industry as a whole, and you just don't always know when you are taking that leap of whatever kind it is, where that's going to lead you. And there's just so many different things that we've encountered throughout. And now at Tippy, I never knew how far that would take us and the things that I would learn and grow from. And it's not all rainbows and butterflies, of course. You go through lots of smiles and laughs and, you know, temper tantrums and different things, you know, along the way. But that's what makes it all like pretty.
But back to your point, Lauren. Yeah, it's like getting into the industry, I think it was like, oh, my God, this is my people. Be my place. Mm-hmm. And I think that we all can attest to that, especially when we all get together. We, you know, Tippy goes to a lot of shows. We network with a lot of people in the business. And of course, we are constantly in contact with different salons and users themselves. And I think just to join a community like that and to be around like-minded people is just so inspiring. But I love that it's taken me to this place too. And now here we are and we get to like continue on this journey together. I love it. There is a ton of things that we can talk about Tippy's. And I just want to highlight some of the really cool things that have been going on, because again, like I said, I don't think we get to talk about this enough, and it's exciting to be able to share some different highlights. So Marcy, do you want to start like getting into a little bit of like the fun things, features, and benefits that we've been launching out?
Yeah, so we have a lot going on, as always. We're definitely always trying to provide new tools and resources and, you know, make Tippi the best solution that, we can for those using it. And one of my favorite new features that we recently launched is our updated referral program. Ways that people hear about Tippi is through their friends at shows, just anybody in the industry. And that's huge because nothing's better than somebody else telling you how much they love something, right? Like, you know, it's same thing as like salon services, right? You ask somebody you trust, you're looking for a new stylist. You're like, yeah, where do you go get your hair done? I like the way your hair is. Same thing in salons and salon owners. It's such a community where people communicate openly and talk about things that are working and not working. So we've always gotten a lot of referrals that way. And we love that people love Tippi enough to want to share it with other people to help them be successful and so that they can also enjoy the benefits of Tippi. So it's really cool. There's a lot of really great features. We made it super easy to share out. So there's some features right inside the Tippi dashboard now. There's features within the mobile app where they have the ability to share it out. And it's really simple. Once it's in there, you can track it. You can see the progress. We send you some emails to follow up. So we definitely made it user-friendly and something that other people can share out more easily, like I said. We kept it simple. And so yeah, there's a way to get credit for that now. And then that's the exciting part is that as a thank you, we give some rewards to those people who are spreading all the great things about Tippi.
That's awesome. And word of mouth, it's still the number one marketing tool, you know, that relationship that you build with people, that trust. So, Karen, so do you want to add into some other things that we have going on?
When you're sharing about these things that you feel so passionate about, like this is something you're passionate about and it's helped you to find something in your life that you enjoy, whether it's listening to music or a tool in your business that's, you know, helped you financially, utilizing those tools. I think so often we tend to do that. We just share about these things that we enjoy in our life, and businesses and tools and resources have referral programs or, you know, these punch cards that we forget to use. So, to Marcy's point, you know, just making that as user friendly as possible. And it's good just in anything you do to check in and see, does this resource or this, you know, business partner of mine, do they have a referral program? Because people do want to reward you for saying nice things and bringing joy to others. And so to reap those benefits, it just, sweetens the pot a little bit.
Absolutely. We're not asking anybody to do anything different, right? I do find that in this industry, there's a lot of people who, I have a great lunch somewhere. I text all 3.5 of my friends because I don't know. I text everybody, let them know I had this great meal and that they have to go eat there. Or, you know, you go get there's a great sale somewhere. Like, you know, it's part of just our culture. It's who we are, right?
Yeah. So we are working on some more things though. And actually most recently too, right before we put out our referral program, we also released a new feature called Send Funds, which, you know, if you're a stylist that has someone helping you out maybe throughout the day, like I know when I was behind the chair, I mean, it was not very often I would run behind, but, you know, sometimes you get a little off schedule and you need help, right? So we would have salon assistants or maybe even now, like, you know, if you have an apprentice that's training with you, be able to send them funds. So you're receiving tips all day and maybe you want to send a portion of those tips to a coworker for whatever reason. We have a feature now that's in the Tippi mobile app that is right at the stylist fingertips where they can send funds to a coworker in just a few clicks and show their appreciation for anybody that helped them to kind of stay on track.
Yeah. Again, a feature that was made very simple. And it's just a very cool, a really nice concept because a lot of salons have transitioned to more of like an associate type of business model, and which is amazing for that associate to really get real life experience and really seeing their hands in what they're going to be doing every day. So that we're able to give them that extra tool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. I just wanted to circle back and dive a little bit into like what daily operations look like here at Tippi and just touch on what you both do here behind the scenes. So
yeah, so I work really closely with our sales team and our account management teams, which is awesome because it means that we get to do a lot of the connecting, right? So those are the teams that spend a lot of time interacting on the front end with customers and salon owners and stylists and service providers, which is really cool to see because, as you mentioned earlier, not only do Lauren and I and you have backgrounds in the industry, but a lot of our staff does. So it's a very natural connection. And it's, we still call it sales, but it's really not. I mean, it's really about just kind of connecting with people, finding out if we're a good fit for their business. And then if it is, great, you know, and if not, which doesn't usually happen, but if not, we're not too afraid to admit it, but no, it's really great. So I work with them and I help them just come up with ideas and support them on a day-to-day basis. And I also have the pleasure of working with our industry partners, which is another great part of what I do because I get to connect with them and learn about things that they're doing and ways that we can support each other from a different level.
Yeah. I like that you mentioned that, yes, we have sales going on, but it's really about building a relationship and just getting to know each other. Like,
so my position's evolved quite a bit since the beginning of Tippi. Actually, this month, it'll be 6 years since I've been here. And I am lucky enough to have really explored into all the different areas within Tippi, from sales, account management. But most recently, my focus has been more so on the support and working with our development and product team side. So I work with our department managers. So Marcy, who's overseeing sales and account management, and then Megan, who's not on our call here today, she oversees our support team. And a lot of what the solution that we're bringing, right? So Marcy connects with someone on a call and is trying to determine, is this a solution that's going to fit the needs of your business, right? And say, you know, that business owner's like, yeah, let's do it. This is going to suit my needs. Well, in that moment, that solution makes sense. But over time, as we grow, it's so important that we evolve and change and not stay stagnant, because life is always present, you know, from year to year, you know, your business needs are going to change. So throughout that journey with our customers, they will communicate with, whether it's a sales call and they're communicating different things and ideas, or maybe through our account management team as they're onboarding, we're learning about each other more and evolving that relationship. Or there's times where customers will right into our support team and ask for help because they're having a technical challenge. All these things are presented to our department managers, which is Marcy, Meg, and we collectively come together very frequently throughout the week and discuss these things that come up. So we're working on our internal processes, how we can improve just how we have our internal teamwork, but also what kind of solutions and needs do we need to support our customers with. So we think through those ideas and see if there's anything immediately that we can help with. But if it requires maybe some attention from our development team to optimize solutions, that's where I'll come into a conversation and weekly touch base as well with our development team. We have a product manager that helps to facilitate those ideas and coordinate with them to really put life into making changes or just sustaining the technology so that we're dealing with money. So making sure that we're keeping a safe, secure platform and always staying abreast of the newest technologies to, make sure that we're just staying relevant really in our industry.
What makes Tippi so special is it's a product that is out there. It's a tool. It's something that just will evolve with a business throughout time and throughout their journey. And if you think about it, we've been going into beauty schools and we've been teaching students, importance about learning about tips in that moment, and that seed is planted and it literally can take them throughout their entire career journey, which
most definitely.
And business owner.
No, that's okay. I was just going to tell you that I can summarize what a big part of what Lauren does in a much simpler way for anybody listening who's not sure what she was saying. If you've ever had to use a translator app when talking to somebody with like a language barrier, or like if you might have seen like 90 Day Fiance or one of those shows where they have to use them, we talk into her and we talk like beauty speak. We're like, we want it to be pretty and we want it to do this. And then she takes it and translates it to the dev team. And then she comes back. So that's really, those translators turned into a human that worked at Tiffy. That would be more.
I love that. That's such a visual. Like that's simple. I can really see that. I'm actually like visioning a Barbie and then a computer. And then it just
that's her. That's she's right in between. Yep. She's helping bridge the gap between the Barbies and the computers.
I'm the pink Corvette that'll take you down the road to get to where you need to be.
Hybrid? At least. Are you electric? What are you? I love it. All right. Moving on. I love this conversation. I feel like we could just keep on going. But Aaron touched on some ideas and things that happen. How do those things start to come to light? And what kind of goals and future do you see coming up next?
Good question. Yeah. I mean, I think for the ideas to come to life, I mean, it really does start with, if you translate it to hairstylist terms, I like to relate these ideas when they're coming to life is like your hair consultation, right? Like you sit down with a client before every visit and you ask some really good questions to learn what it is that they're looking for, right? Everybody's definition of red or gold or, you know, brown is different, right? So there's some like pretty detailed questions that happen during a consultation. You know, even as far as like, oh, I would just like an inch of my haircut. Like everybody's definition of an inch is like totally different. So it really is simple. You know, you're just asking questions and having conversations with the people involved to try to figure out what is it that we do want to achieve. And once you have that laid out, and I think this is like the hardest part and we struggle with it every day. We actually woke up early this morning to have, you know, someone help facilitate improving our processes because there's always room to grow and improve. So, you know, really just kind of laying the bricks, like how are we going to lay the bricks down? Who's going to help participate in different areas? So, you know, coordinating who's involved, who's going to be the best person to maybe attack a certain piece of that project. So, you know, good communication is so key. And, you know, you can find that something so small can get lost in translation. So that's why we do tend to have a lot of daily touch bases to make sure that we stay on track.
You do a lot of testing too.
Like, testing.
Yeah. And I think that's so cool and so important because, you know, from someone coming from outside of the business and like into Tiffy, being in the beauty industry, but coming into more of a technology space, it was so enlightening to see all that goes into it. And it does become this idea. And then it, you know, I love that because we want to make sure before it goes out there to our community and to our users that it is the way it's supposed to be. So I love that piece of it. And I know that you are such an essential part of that too.
Yeah. And our customers are as well. You know, I think we don't always think about like, you know, as a customer, like I remember when I was in the salon and we would bring in different technology and just reporting back different things that you're seeing, you know, maybe something's not working properly or you're really excited about a certain feature. We're actually getting ready to give our Tiffy Pro app a little bit of a facelift. So you'll see some communication coming out about that soon, but our customers are like so essential and making sure that they're, you know, providing us with that feedback and making sure that we're on track with things. So, you know, anybody that does want to kind of be a part of testing and, you know, you do have to have a little bit of patience and work through some processes with us to, you know, make optimizations, but like, that's the cool part because you're a part of building something. So we can't thank our customers enough for sharing with us anything that they're finding to be valuable or anything that they're finding that they would like to maybe improve upon so that we can help them grow.
I think that's one of the really cool things too, is knowing that a lot of the cool features that have been built over the years and tweaked and changed and released, a lot of those came right from our customers, whether they were service providers themselves or business owners, you know, who have their staff use it. A lot of that came from them and what their feedback was. And so it's neat that it's not just things that, you know, somebody thinks might be a good idea, you know, for the users of our system, but it's actually the feedback that we get directly from those people using it on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
It is really awesome. It's been cool. Marcy, what about future? What are you working on currently to get executed out in the new year?
Well, there's a lot going on that I can't unfortunately talk about because it's very secret. But there's
she's going to keep us all on a cliffhanger here.
we do, as Laura mentioned, we do have some big things that are coming out with our app soon, which will again just improve the user experience for both, you know, our business owners and service providers as well as their clients, which you know, as we can all agree, coming from the salon industry is going to be huge. And just, you know, always improving the current things that we have. It's a never changing industry. So we are always going back to the drawing books to look at and see, you know, what feedback we've gotten, what things people think would be more helpful. And the rest is all big secret.
Yeah. You know, I know personally, I'm looking forward to getting back into the beauty schools and talking about Tippy with the students and also going into the show season too and communicating with everybody out there. And I think that it's so cool to be a part of, again, this industry and just be around everybody and continue that high energy.
I do want to add on something that is really exciting that you mentioned is about the schools. And that's not something brand new. I know last year you spent some time connecting with some beauty schools and technical schools that are more local to us. But what I'm really excited about for that in particular is that you're expanding your reach and you're opening up that opportunity to further you know, schools and things like that that are a little not that you can drive to and maybe be there in person, but you can offer some virtual options and some education and classes and things like that. So again, that's invaluable. I think there are stylists who get ready to retire and still aren't sure what role tips played in their income over the years. And, you know, so getting that information in front of them at such an early stage is a vital thing that you provide for them. And I think that's really awesome.
Oh man, I couldn't agree more. I have such a special place for a beauty school student. Like, they're just so cool. Like, their mindset is just so cool and so fresh. And it's been really cool to actually teach them something that they really truly can take on for the rest of their career with. It's been neat, very rewarding, and I'm excited to expand. I just want to thank the two of you for doing this with me and hearing a little bit of the, you guys, you both work really, really hard, have a big job and very well with a smile on your face every day and show up and you really are here for us and we can't appreciate that more. So I'm thankful.
Well, I want to just say, I can't appreciate enough that you had us on here today. I have a feeling you'll never invite me back and I'm okay with that. But so I just really want to make it clear how nice it was to be invited on here and to talk and, you know,
well, we're going to
difficult for me, but exciting.
The voters, our community is going to vote on if Marcy should actually, we'll have a spinoff.
Oh, cool.
Marcy, I like that.
Oh, we can have a poll.
Yes. We also can do headstands in the office for you.
I can.
At any time. So we do it all here at Tippy.
Yes, we sure do. We have fun.
I have a special set of skills.
I love it. And that is on our next episode of Tippy Talk.
Thanks, man. Ash.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for doing this.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Tippy family. Terry McKim here, founder of Tippy. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't have imagined it would turn out like this. The businesses, and most importantly, the users, are really what makes this company so special.
The goal then and still today was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippi was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.